Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:12 Irish summertime. Today is June 26th. It's been really quite an eventful day. There's pretty important news right across asset classes. You had oil hitting a new high today, and that was just over $140. Closed on the day up over $5, very close to the upper side of its range on the day, and oil looks like it's going to break upwards from this range that it has been moving sideways for the last 3 weeks. Oil remains remarkably consistent, and while a move below 130 would start to raise questions, a move below $120 would really be needed to break this uptrend and offset scope for further upside. And it does look like we're going to see oil pushing up to new high ground in here right now. That's a positive leash for the rest of the commodity complex. Industrial metals had a relatively good day in here today. Copper was up $5. Zinc was up over $100, another upward dynamic in the region of the lows in there, certainly finding support in that one that is underperforming. Aluminium was relatively strong. Nickel was also up today. So we're seeing activity in the industrial metals. In the precious metals, we had some storming activity in gold. Gold was up over $30, and silver up almost 70 cents. We have both of the precious metal, well, both of those precious metals, all of the others as well, rallying from the upper side or from the lower side of their ranges. They continue to be in this ranging phase following those historic highs that a number of precious metals hit earlier on this year, and they're rallying strongly from the lower side of their ranges in here right now. This is positive activity, and with fears that inflation is on the rise and that the Fed isn't going to do anything about it, in another word, really, that they're not going to raise interest rates, that is a green light to people who want to buy precious metals. This has been a relatively short consolidation so far. It would be out of character for the precious metals to sustain significant upward breaks, given the fact that they have only entered a medium-term correction in the last couple of months. But given the background that we have right across the world of higher inflation and central banks that are limited in what they can do in raising interest rates because of the weak economy, then there is potential for further strength in the precious metal sector. Coupled with all of this, of course, is the fact that you have terrible weather affecting large parts of the world. There is too much rain in the US, Midwest. It's too cold in Brazil, and they're not getting enough of rain in the wheat growing areas of Australia. So we have corn hitting new highs today, soybeans close to moving into new high ground, coffee is resurgent in here, wheat is also doing very well, cocoa has been up in 5 consecutive weeks on that London contract and remains very consistent. And sugar has also been very strong. Cotton is also performing extremely well in here. So we have commodity prices pushing upwards right across the boards, and it is without the shadow of a doubt the best performing asset class in here right now, and certainly one of the easiest sectors to make money in at present. Anyone who is long of stock markets in here at the moment is facing an uphill battle. The Dow broke to new lows in here today, closed the day down in excess of 3%, and breaking below those January and March lows. And it does need to sustain a move back above 12,000 in a hurry to offset scope for some further downside here. For the January and March lows to hold, and this to remain, or the possibility to remain that this is a consolidation rather than a distribution within a developing downtrend, then we need those January and March lows to hold. The Dow broke down today. If it doesn't push back up relatively quickly, well, then there is significant downside potential in there right now, and sentiment is deteriorating considerably. We are probably not yet at that nadir of sentiment that we saw back in March, And we certainly haven't had the acceleration on the downside in stock markets that we had back then. Neither is the VIX at a significant high, which was also a very good signal that we had reached a low of significance back in March and indeed back in January. So, unless we see these Wall Street indices either pushing back above those January or March lows, or in the case of the S&P finding support around current levels, then that is certainly not going to do anything for confidence in the stock market, and there's a negative leash effect for the rest of the equity markets around the world. The Dow and the S&P are pretty much middle of the road in terms of performance relative to the rest of the equity markets in the world. Resources markets have done particularly well, and because commodities are also doing particularly well in here right now, they are also probably going to be the markets that are going to fall least if we see a significant negative leash effect from the Dow and the S&P. They're also performing best on relative and absolute basis. So we have often said that it's practically a mantra at this point, and something I try to do rather than just say, but to buy resources following corrections. And we may get an opportunity to do that with a number of these resources markets. Brazil was down almost 3% today, so it's offset almost the entire advance that it had yesterday and is pulling back into the previous range in here. The TSX in Canada was down over 1% today. And we also saw that Russia has backed away from its high recently and was a bit weaker in the last few days. So those are the best performing stock markets. There are a number of the European stock markets have also broken to new lows. I think about half of the European markets in the developed world that we look at have broken to new lows in the last week or so. So there is a certain degree of commonality in here right now, and they do need to push back above those January and March lows to offset scope for some further downside. In the bond markets today, bonds rallied well in here today. The treasuries were up 28 points. They're almost at 115. I've stopped out of my speculative short. I'll be looking to short bonds at higher levels, but I think I'll wait for that downward dynamic to come when it eventually does arrive. And the dollar was a little bit weaker in here today, given the fact that we've got commodities pushing on the upside and little chance really of the Fed raising interest rates. Well, the progression of higher lows from mid-January on the dollar index is now under pressure. If we see that pulling back below 72, and it's at 72.48 towards the close, then that will break this very mild uptrend that we've seen in the dollar and will open the way for a retest of the lows and potentially see the dollar moving to new low ground. This has not been a convincing rally in the dollar over the last 3 months, even though we've had a lot of talk from investment banks around the world talking about a recovery for the dollar. This has not been a convincing recovery. It has been a mild uptrend at best. And as long as it maintains that progression of higher lows and higher highs, then we can give the upside the benefit of the doubt for the short term. But the dollar is a congenitally weak currency, and we have always expected that the dollar would move to new lows, and this would be a very gradual bottoming out process for the dollar. So if the dollar falls below that 72 level, we could easily see further lows being posted in the dollar index over the coming weeks and months. This is a tricky time, certainly, and our favorite markets in the resources sector are probably going to do best. India fell below its lows in the last few days and has been led by the banks index there. So the banks index in India is probably the best one to watch. There is also Japan, because Japan is also one of the better performing markets out there in yen terms. And for those of us who can spread bet, the effect that the weak yen makes to returns in other currencies doesn't make a whole pile of difference. This has been one of the better stock markets out there, and it also shows good signs that it can recover when sentiment does start to improve. Sentiment indicators are going to be what is are going to be ones to watch in the next few weeks. And certainly if we see the VIX starting to move up aggressively and coming back up towards that 35 level, which has reliably marked the bottoms in January and again in March, then that would also be a very good indication that we have reached a low of importance and we would be in for another medium-term bounce. At the moment, though, certainly commodities are where the action is on the upside. I'm sure there are plenty of people who are short of stock markets at the moment, and there is nothing yet to shake their complacency. We do need to see markets pushing above the recent lows, or those January and March lows, to offset scope for further downside. And with that, I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time and have a great evening.